Grey eyes ablaze, the goddess urged him on. Surely I'll stand beside you, not forget you. Not when the day arrives for us to do our work. Those men who court your wife and waste your goods, I have a feeling some will splatter your ample floors with all their blood and brains. Up now, quickly. First, I will transform you. No one must know you. I will shrivel the supple skin on your lithe limbs, strip the russet curls from your head and deck you out in rags you'd hate to see some other mortal wear. I'll dim the fire in your eyes, so shining once, until you seem appalling to all those suitors, even your wife and son you left behind at home. But you make your way to the swineherd first, in charge of your pigs, and true to you as always, loyal friend to your son, to Penelope, so self-possessed. You'll find him posted beside his swine, grubbing round by Raven's Rock and the spring called Arethusa, rooting for feed that makes pigs sleek and fat, the nuts they love, the dark pools they drink. Wait there, sit with him, ask him all he knows. I'm off to Sparta, where the women are a wonder, to call Telemachus home your own dear son, Odysseus. He's journeyed to Lacedaemon's rolling hills to see Menelaus, questing for news of you, hoping to learn if you are still alive. Shrewd Odysseus answered her at once, "Why not tell him the truth? You know it all. Or is he too, like father, like son, condemned to hardship, roving over the barren salt sea while strangers devour our livelihood right here?" But the bright-eyed goddess reassured him firmly, "No need for anguish, trust me, not for him. I escorted your son myself, so he might make his name by sailing there. Nor is he saddled down with any troubles now, he sits at ease in the halls of Menelaus, bathed in endless bounty. True enough, some young lords in a black cutter lurk in ambush, poised to kill the prince before he reaches home, but I have my doubts they will. Sooner the earth will swallow down a few of those young gallants who eat you out of house and home these days." No more words, not now. Athena stroked Odysseus with her wand. She shriveled the supple skin on his lithe limbs, stripped the russet curls from his head, covered his body top to toe with the wrinkled hide of an old man, and dimmed the fire in his eyes, so shining once. She turned his shirt and cloak into squalid rags, ripped and filthy, smeared with grime and soot. She flung over this the long pelt of a bounding deer, rubbed bare, and gave him a staff and beggar's sack, torn and tattered, slung from a fraying rope. All plans made, they went their separate ways, Athena setting off to bring Telemachus home from hallowed Lacedaemon. Book 14. The Loyal Swineherd. So up from the haven now Odysseus climbed a rugged path, through timber along high ground, Athena had shown the way, to reach the swineherd's place, that fine, loyal man, who of all the household hands Odysseus ever had, cared the most for his master's worldly goods. Sitting at the door of his lodge, he found him. There in his farmstead, high-walled, broad and large, with its long view on its cleared rise of ground. The swineherd made those walls with his own hands, to enclose the pigs of his master gone for years. Alone, apart from his queen, or old Laertes, he'd built them up of quarried blocks of stone and coped them well with a fence of wild pear. Outside he'd driven stakes in a long-line stockade, a ring of thick-set palings, split from an oak's dark heart. Within the yard he'd built 12 sties, side by side, to bed his pigs, and in each one 50 brood sows slept aground, penned and kept for breeding. The boars slept outside, but far fewer of them, thanks to the lordly suitors' feasts that kept on thinning the herd and kept the swineherd stepping, sending to town each day the best fat hog in sight. But now they were down to 360 head. But guarding them all the time were dogs, like savage beasts, a pack of four, reared by the swineherd, foreman of men. The man himself was fitting sandals to his feet, carving away at an oxhide dark and supple. As for his men, three were off with their pigs, herding them here or there. Under orders he'd sent a fourth to town with hog in tow for the gorging suitors to slaughter off and glut themselves with pork. Suddenly, those snarling dogs spotted Odysseus, charged him fast, a shatter of barks, but Odysseus